You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Friday is the application deadline for the next opportunity available to Paso Robles High School students through a program called the Field Studies Collaborative. It's a program that brings students to unique places to conduct real-world research and learn from their environment and their classmates.
Count the show.
That's the sound of high schoolers watching a video of themselves. They had just returned from a trip to Joshua Tree and were debriefing in a classroom at Paso Robles High School. It was a research trip in partnership with the National Park Service, where students did research on Joshua trees and compared their findings to data from the 1970s to learn about any changes over time. The Field Studies Collaborative is a course that's outside of the regular curriculum at Paso Robles High. The students meet after school, during weekends, and school breaks, and they go on field trips.
The field studies classes, they all involve some sort of data collection. So it's not like we go to the desert or to Santa Cruz Island or someplace and go on a fun camp out. I mean, we do sleep outdoors usually, but it's way more than a camping trip slash vacation because the students are actually conducting scientific research and taking measurements.
That's Mark DiMaggio. He taught science classes at Paso Robles High School for 33 years, from 1986 through 2018. He's now retired as a teacher, but continues on at the school as the field studies coordinator.
For many years, starting in the early 90s, a colleague and I, who has also since retired, we started bringing kids out to Santa Cruz Island as part of the environmental club, and we just did volunteer work for the Nature Conservancy. And that kind of morphed into more field science rather than clearing trails and fire line. So it became more scientific.
DiMaggio says in the case of Santa Cruz Island, the group identifies plants and counts their frequency, density, and distribution.
I'm in Joshua Tree, we're measuring the Joshua trees themselves, and we get probably 30 data points on each tree, their height, their diameter, at chest height, their number of live branches, if they have basal sprouts.
The other major component of the program is that each of the courses needs to be linked to some agency, like the National Park Service, the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary, or NASA.
Which gives us access to professional scientists in the field and the work that they're doing, which kind of elevates the standard of the whole program to have that link.
The Field Studies Collaborative has offered courses in field biology, taught on Santa Cruz Island and Joshua Tree National Park, astrometry, taught at the Mount Wilson Observatory, and ethnic studies, taught in collaboration with the Ethnic Studies Department at Cal Poly. Back in May, KCBX News asked the students who completed the Joshua Tree course what they got out of it. They learned how to conduct rigorous research, but they also learned about themselves, says sophomore Sophia Hammond.
I think the biggest lesson I learned out there was how to be adaptable and more go with the flow, because I tend to be a very uptight kind of person.
Cheyenne Holliday says on a trip like that, the students really bond.
That's what happens when you don't have your phone or social media or anything for 5 days, and you're kind of just surrounded by strangers almost. But you get to know them so fast, and I just learned to trust everyone here so quickly.
DiMaggio says he wants more people to know about the Field Studies Collaborative because it's a thriving program that he thinks does kids a world of good.
It's just so powerful and meaningful for students who participate in these courses that we do. That's really my passion, is to get kids outdoors and get them excited about being outside and doing science outside, and then developing a sense of love and stewardship for wild places.
Back in the Paso High classroom, students who still had a year or two to go at the high school vowed to continue to take part in the Field Studies Collaborative as they finished watching the video of themselves from the recent trip.
My favorite part from today was just the camaraderie with everybody. When we all climbed that peak, we all made it through together. We all made sure that all of us made it through together. And I went into this thinking that maybe, you know, I would just be by myself and just make it through, maybe talk to some people. But I, after one day, am so much closer to these people than I thought I would ever be.
With KCBX News, I'm Greta Martin.